Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Yud Beis, is a discussion of the area under the string, or under the kane al gabeim of a Tzuras HaPesach. This halacha discussion, like many others, begins with Pshat in the Gemara on our Daf, on Yud Beis, and we will see how it goes into the Rishonim, travels its way through the Mishnah Berurah and the language of the Chazon Ish, and into a couple of practical examples. The Gemara in the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph described a case in which there was a chotzer which had four walls around it. However, unfortunately, this case became halacha lemaisa for many people as well. The water had overrun the mechitza on the fourth wall. And the Gemara says that you'll not be able to fill the water from the water into the chatzer and use it into the chatzer, as we will learn in the Mishnayos towards the end of the Masechta, that one is not allowed to fill from a yam into a rishos, unless there is a special mechitza for it. However, the Gemara says on the bottom line, Yubeza Min Aleph, you're allowed to be metaltal, you're allowed to carry, because that at the end of the day, there was a mechitza that was there, it was just overrun by water. There is a big machlokas Rishonim that the Rajba gets involved with, and many other Rishonim discuss this issue as well. We will summarize it the way the Rajba presents it from the Ravid, that the Ravid was of the opinion that this halacha only applies if the water that overruns the mechitza is in not of itself 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Otherwise, says the Ravid, in such a case, it would be mevatel the mechitza that it's run over. In other words, it's possible to have one reshus be mevatel another mechitza. The Rajba quotes many who disagree. Let's first start with the psak of the most standard of all the poskim, and that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Nun Vav Sif Katan Yud. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if the water is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, you'd still be allowed to be metaltel in the chatzar, as he records in Simen Shin Nun Vav Sif Katan Yud. However, the Chazon Ish quotes this Ravid, and he's choshesh for the shita of the Ravid. And in Simin Kuf Yud Aleph Sif Katan Gimel, he writes, "V'im acharitz amuk yud tvachim toli b'machlokel se'udas tosis v'arivid batalei tzuras ha-pesach." According to the position of, we called it the shita of the Ravid, it's also quoted by some as the name of the shita of Tosis, then it undermines a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, it's interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah, in the case of the Ravid, seemed to be makel. So according to the Chazon Ish, once you have a separate reshus under a Tzuras HaPesach, just like the water was mevatel the mechitza on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 wide, so too the same would apply if a Tzuras HaPesach travels over a separate reshus. That means, bottom line, that one must be extremely careful, according to the Chazon Ish, when constructing an Eruv and a Tzuras HaPesach, that the Tzuras HaPesach does not traverse over another Rishus HaYochid. Maybe, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would be acceptable, but those who are trying to build an Eruv according to the position of the Chazon Ish, and there are some who try to, although I'm not sure one has to, but those who feel that they want to build an Eruv according to the position of the Chazon Ish, one has to be careful that the Eruv does not traverse over a separate Rishus. It is for that reason that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in the Shona Halachos in his Ha'aris to Simin Shin Samach Beis, that not only does one have to be careful that the Eruv doesn't traverse over a hole that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, that should also not traverse over any other independent Rishus HaYachid, which would even include a large garbage canister. As well, that would be an issue of being mevatel the Tzuras HaPesach. I wonder aloud, and this is ad kan divrei halacha, but now I just wonder aloud, lehagdil Torah ulahadira, whether this connects to the shita of the Chazon Ish in regards to the status of a Tzuras HaPesach as a Pesach and it cannot be behind a wall and so on, as we discussed on Daf Yud. And we also pointed out then that we weren't aware, if the Mishnah Brura disagreed with this, whether this would qualify as the Chazon Ish l'shitaso. La halacha, what emerges is that according to the Chazon Ish, based on the Ravid in our Gemara, that even though our Gemara said that you're allowed to be metaltel if there's water that goes over a mechitza, all of that is discussing a case of where the water itself is not 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Yud Beis.